You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.
Looking for the ultimate driving experience? Live the Ranger life with the extra-large Ranger offer at Ford Claremont. Choose the hard-working Ranger XL or XLT, combining rugged capability with smart design and comfort. Enjoy more space, advanced technology, and top safety features for your family, plus seamless connectivity with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Prices range from $6,399 to $9,399 per month. Plus, mention Zone Radio when you purchase and receive a 5,000 Rand Long Beach Mall shopping voucher. Call 021-672-1700 to book your test drive today. T's and C's apply.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning to everybody. Hope everybody's having a good time. A little bit of rain today, came out of nowhere, and yesterday afternoon caught me by surprise.
It's caught all of us by surprise.
So, and that's when people must remember, still get your... We'll go through it in 2 weeks' time. I'll go through what the service, what people must look at. Remember to get their cars ready for holidays.
Yes.
Start getting your tires done, and that's it.
Silly season
is out there. It's already started, unfortunately.
It has, sadly.
So, yeah, but the kids are out there, so apparently it was a big roadblock on the highway yesterday. But it's to get, because the matrix had finished or something like that.
Yes, and, it was a big roadblock on Komiki Road, and it was...
It's good and bad.
Yes.
We know we hate them when they do it, but you know it's a good thing at the end of the day if you're abiding by the law and everything. The cars are roadworthy. After all, they're just looking after your
safety.
Then
you've got nothing to hide.
Yes, not even your beer that's under your seat. Okay. Well, where do you go over there? All right. Yes. So after 2 weeks ago with the towing thing, I hope it helped a couple of people out there with a little bit of advice and what they expect
from things.
And makes them think if they're ever involved in it and get all your paperwork. Yeah. Especially now, silly season's coming up, get all your paperwork, get that app going on your phone.
Well, both you and I had learned something.
Yeah. Definitely. And then Clint, like you said, was a tow truck driver. And
Before he became one, I also called them vultures and all those funny things. Until
you learn, you know, there's a lot more involved in it. You know, don't just run people down until you know what they... It all involves.
Never judge. Things,
yeah, never judge. We all jump to conclusions. Don't jump to conclusions because it'll hit you on the back of the head.
And it did.
So, all right. So, we were talking, you know, we've also been talking about a lot of electric vehicles and hydrogen and the way it goes. And Hyundai have launched the Nexo in Australia, first hydrogen car that's on the market. So, the first hydrogen car comes into the market, complete with charging stations in just 5 minutes. The car can travel 900 kilometers on a tank of fuel and purifies the air as it moves forward. For the first time, hydrogen cell technology is being applied, serialized into commercial car, and above all, it allows important autonomy. So with reduced charge time. So it's a lot less than electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And it's light. I'm not sure how heavy these cars are, but I don't think it is. The Hyundai Nexo is a small cylinder car that beats all manufacturers to the coming out of hydrogen cars. The charge of 6.27 kilograms of hydrogen that purifies 449,100 liters of air during this journey. So it's actually not bad, you know. If you look at it, I still think this is the way we're going to go in the near future. I mean, everybody's talking about electric cars overseas. We are so far behind. We've 5 years behind anywhere close to the electric market.
When do you think it's going to hit South Africa?
It's hit us, but very, very lightly. We haven't accepted it. And like I said to a lot of people, our climate doesn't always entice it. We don't have we have a lot of safety issues here of traveling the distance. We don't have those charge ports for the electric vehicles. They could be great if we had them. But our distance between A and B is also large. I mean, America's got a huge... I mean, you can drive for days and days and days and still see the same thing. But they've got the charge networks there for their cars and their other types of vehicles, and they're pushing it. But it's also, like I say, it's also destroying the roads. And this is where the thing comes in. I think it's too heavy for the roads. Not now. It won't tell now. It always tells later on once the road is starting to get destroyed by more and more traffic. And we've seen more and more traffic coming Okapsevac. And we've seen a lot of the roads starting to deteriorate.
It has.
Because of the amount of vehicles that are coming down. There's a lot more visitors coming to this country because good things are coming out of it. And there's a lot more building. And so there's a lot more trucks. So yeah, heavier good vehicles are coming a lot more over Okapsevac. You've got no option, unfortunately, so we've got to sit behind them. There's a lot more drivers on the road now. Everybody's learning how to drive now that we're trying to teach our kids how to do everything, and we see silly people overtaking them on double solid white lines.
And hooting at them, shame.
Yeah. You know, I just watch it now. I'm teaching the daughter. I'm trying to teach her the right thing, but people showing them the wrong things because a little bit of impatience, they've got to go past and whatever. Look, they do it. I've done it before, but I haven't done it as badly as what these guys are doing.
Yes, and they come right up behind you, yep. and they're trying to push you.
And it's double solid white lines, and they'll still take a chance. Even going around blind corners. So, I mean, I don't know. Come on, people think a little bit. Look, I know a lot of people don't listen to the station because they've got their own stations to listen to. But, pass on the message.
Well, all of our listeners that are listening, pass the message.
We're all trying to teach our kids, and we're trying to bring them in the right way. So we're making better drivers. Yeah. On the road.
No, but even with us teaching, because I've done the same with my grandchild, who's 17 today, so happy birthday, Ashton.
He can get his learners.
He's now, I put it out there, you now can ride the car. Legally.
Legally. Yeah, well, with someone next to him.
Next to him, yes.
Someone next to him.
But you have to do the K53, James, and you have to do the K53, so we can teach him as much as we like, but they've got to pass the K53.
Oh, yes, yeah, no,
and it is so different. I mean, there's no difference in driving a vehicle, but there is a major difference between the way we drive and that. You know what I mean? I mean, what is the speed limit for K53? 30, 40?
No, it's maximum 50, I think.
Is it max 50?
I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't know. I'd have to look at my daughter.
So if we've got listeners out there and that are busy, we haven't even a K53, what would I say?
There's a lot of things which we don't know about it because we've surpassed that, as we would say.
K53 school.
The school, yes. And there's a lot of bad, these guys. We've been into it before. Yes, they have to go through that to learn how to do things, what they want you to do. But as they get out onto the road, they forget about it.
That's right, they do.
We've done the same thing, and we've learned through our mistakes. They've got to learn through our mistakes. There was also another thing about the manual cars and automatic cars, about the licenses and things like that.
Yeah, so what is the difference? If you pass on automatic,
you can only drive automatic.
But if you do manual, you can drive both.
Yeah. Yes and no. Problem lies with the amount of traffic now. A lot of people prefer automatics. Clutch is great to learn on because they forced you into doing it. But the amount of traffic, I can't see. Look, manuals will still be around for a long time because people prefer the manuals and
but
things.
But many people are adapting. They are adapting to the automatic.
I mean, if you have the Tiptronic gearboxes and things, and DSG gearboxes, and your Ford Rangers, I think it's got a 10-speed automatic gearbox. You know, these cars are. People don't want to, just want to put with brake, accelerate. Yeah. So it's easier. You don't have to burn out clutches. So yes, there's all pros and cons about everything. And everybody says automatic cars heavier than a manual. No. Depending on how the wheel you drive, that's the way it goes. And it's a lot more comfortable if you do heavy town traffic.
Yeah. And if you stop, you stop. You don't roll back. You don't go forward.
So there's pros and cons about everything. But I don't believe Look, it's up to my daughter if she wants to learn in the manual car, but they shouldn't be forced to. If you want to go on automatic and learn on automatic, brilliant. If you want to learn in manual, go for manual. Up to you. And I think insurance in the UK, I know they said something about learner drivers or driver getting a license for automatic, their insurance is more because they find they're having more accidents than the person that's learned in a manual gearbox.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So I did see that. So. Hopefully they don't bring it in, yeah.
Yeah, no. That was
very strange. You know, I think any youngster will have an accident at some stage.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. And sometimes they panic. And that's the thing, is you don't want panic in the thing. Yeah. That was a funny thing I read about in the UK.
But to put it out to all our learners that are out there now, even if you do pass your drivers.
Yeah, and you start learning.
You're only going to start learning now, yes, on the road, because then you're more, you know, it's not, well, you're not experienced, but this is where you learn.
You learn by yourself.
You learn by your errors.
Yeah,
you
know? So we let you go. As parents, we'll let you have the confidence to go out and start driving. And then you'll see, even my niece the other day, she drove into the back of someone. But she says it was her fault. She didn't look.
Yes.
So it's her first little bumper bashing, as they call it, rear-ender. She's all of, what, 19. So, yeah, it's going to happen.
So she's still learning.
Still learning. My son did it and caused a couple of grands worth of damage on my bucky, and I was quite near. So, yes, yeah. Teach them nicely. Teach them wisely. What we do once they're out of the house, or not once they're left, just tell them to take it easy, especially December time. Please don't ride with people in the car. If you're a new driver, this is what I've learned from talking to other people as well. Have someone with you, but don't have a fully loaded car, because the handling characteristic.
We know what you're trying to say.
The whole car goes out of sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a word. So, yes, have two people in the car. Have someone that will keep you clean, but don't drive with a fully loaded car. I think we mentioned this before.
But that's the rules. If you've got to learn a sticker on,
learner, you have to have a qualified driver.
You've got to have a qualified. But
and only a qualified driver. No one else in the car. Right,
because before they said, no, yes, you can, but I know you can't.
Never been. You were never able to drive, as far as I remember. You were never able to drive besides a qualified driver next to you. So, yeah. But not even if you become a qualified driver and you get your license now in December or whatever, and you want to decide you're going to go to somewhere else, you want to go on a job. Don't load your car. Get used to the car's characteristics. There, I got it
there,
right.
You there, you got it right.
With one person, because that's what you're used to. You're used to this a driver next to you.
That's right.
And then slowly start to think, okay, take one more extra person with you. Learn how heavy the cars, they change all the time. You know, and the road surfaces change. You might be going on a different road you're not used to. So there's a lot of things to learn. So that's why we say learning is going to be.
And plenty potholes. Potholes is around.
Yeah, because of the weather, I think of the rain, there's a lot to go into it and everything as well. And you will get nasty drivers on the road, because I would still recommend keep the L on, so they know that you are a learner driver, and they'll go around you for some reason and leave you alone if they can.
Or not.
Or not, in many cases. Leave it on, I'd say, for another month. It's not an embarrassment. We've all been there, and sometimes we're quick to take off the L for the wrong reason. So leave it on there so people know that you are still learning how to drive. And when you are very, very confident, you know that you're no more a learner. You are now an educator of yourself or your friends or whatever on the road.
Remove it and
have a party about it. Yes. You know, you don't have to drink about it, but just have a party and say, hey.
Yeah,
you
and just a message, do not drink and drive, especially for these youngsters. No, if you want to drive, don't do alcohol.
Don't do it, no.
Or don't go do that other stuff either.
So and that's where the designated driver comes in as well. I still don't think, if there's going to be two of you, make sure one of you don't drink. But like I said, don't load the car, because there's reasons, I've seen it, and you don't want to read it. The guys going down to their rave from Joburg or Pretoria, I think it was a couple of years back, and a couple of them never made it, you know, because they weren't experienced enough on driving. Number one, distance. Number two, three or four of them in the car. So let's leave it there. I'm not going to carry on with that. I think we've had enough on that. That's up to your parents to teach you.
It'd also be nice if a school, the driving school could come. You know,
Give us some hints.
Maybe that's what we need to do, is get a driving school in so that we can run through the K53.
K53 give you good advice. It can give me good advice and teaching my daughter what I'm doing wrong.
We're never too young or too old to learn.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah. and now another thing. We are coming to summertime, we don't need our headlights as much, but there was an interesting article I read the other day, and I've printed it out. Why blinding car headlights are becoming a bigger problem. And you've mentioned this before, over Oukopseberg at night.
I experienced that on Thursday last week. Same thing.
People are silly. You know, they don't realize if you've got a newer car, your lights are 10 times brighter than the old halogen globes and things like that. But this is what I thought it'd be quite an interesting thing, especially for you. You know, you hate it as well.
Well, they blind me.
Yeah, they do. And it's and this is, comes from the UK and from here as well, South Africa and from the UK. So I thought this would be great. So new lighting technology increases the option of vehicles. And this is another one, higher off the ground. So it's more cars are being blinded now by bigger vehicles driving on the road. So the guys, and the biggest thing was is that these headlights tend to create serious issues because research has shown it can take the human eye several seconds from getting to recover from that exposure. So if it's like the old days where you took a flash with your camera.
You blink.
Mm. And how long does it take for you to refocus?
Yes.
Now you're driving your vehicle at night in a dark, where we are, most of our roads are very dark, and the guy's got his LED headlights, full ball, just ignoring you because he just feels like they feel like a git because they're in charge of the road, and they blind you. And you flash him just to say to him, hey, your headlights are bright thing, and what he'll do is he'll put his headlights on and bright and blind you. He doesn't realize it takes about 17 seconds, I reckon, for your eyes to get back into focus correctly.
Yes.
And by that time, it can be too late. You could have missed something in the road, missed a turn, missed anything, and caused an accident by this because someone wants to decide, I've got brighter lights than you and I want to blind you. And they're also leaving their lights on for too long before they're switching it off. Like I said to you before, the newer cars have got sensors on the yes. windscreen. But people don't realize this. You can cancel it by yourself because you're coming around the corner. Your headlights are twice as bright because your main and your dims has got like it's a little flap now, and a lot of them said it's using both headlights to illuminate the road in front of you, and that's now on bright, and your car's coming straight. You're still going to get me blinded, even though you're still another driver's coming around the corner slightly. You're still blinding him, and then once it sees the other headlights, it dips itself automatically. Sometimes you've got to take charge of it and dip it because you wouldn't want it to happen to you. Pretend you're in the other car. And that's the problem. That's what they're finding. So you think about it, 17 seconds for your...
Hmm?
And if you're coming out, oh, cops are bad. And sometimes people forget that. I can't see how you can forget that little blue light that's telling you your headlights are on bright and you just drive because you feel you can't see. If you can't see at night, go and get glasses or do not drive. That's my philosophy. Do not drive.
And there are a lot of drivers that actually now, of late, they say, I can't drive. Night driving's not for me.
No, it's not. Our eyes get weaker as we get older.
Yes.
So we have to wear glasses like we do.
Yes, we do.
But the biggest thing is, and what they're finding in the UK and here as well, is that once the guys have altered their headlight globes, they're putting, and like I said this before, if you're going to buy a headlight globe, buy the correct one for your vehicle and buy a good manufacturer. Osram, Philips, Bosch, there's a couple of them out there. Problem, and people don't realize, that globe is specifically made to reflect off the glass, the inside the headlight, and go down at a certain angle. If you alter that in any way, and that's why you see a lot of these imitation headlight globes, that they're white, but they illuminate whatever, I don't know, they illuminate the trees and whatever in the mountain instead of illuminating on the road, and that blinds you. Those cheap headlight globes blind you. They might look nice on your car, but they're not legal. They actually are illegal to have in your car. And then another thing is people are putting these headlight globes in wrong. So, you're, like Oliver said before, you see in oog.
Yes.
One open, you know, in boer, in order, and one on top, one below, just in case. And what happens is they've put the globe in wrong.
Yes.
So the globe's been fitted wrongly, so you get, you and so you're illuminating the high in the tree instead of on the road. And then the biggest thing is what they're finding is people are not adjusting their headlights properly. So a lot of the cars now have a little leveling switch. So when your car is loaded, you can move this little switch and it'll drop the headlights down to a certain. So it's almost like it normally standing. So it pushes it down. The car is loaded at the back. It picks the headlights up. This is a little button. But people have now left it up. So they've left it high and you're blinding the person. It doesn't take much. I mean, you're only talking about 15 millimeters, if that, not even that much on a headlight adjuster to blind someone. and you've got these big, massive headlights, that LEDs and whatever, you're blinding someone because you haven't adjusted it properly. Think about other people on the road. Don't blind them. You might be able to see, but they couldn't see. And like I say, it can take 17 seconds. As the older we get, to adjust to the light, the lumina on the road.
And you're actually quite right, because I mean, with me, and it's happened. And you know, I am on the road often, and especially at night. And these lights come, and you're right. You blink, and you have
to refocus.
And you put your hands in front. You know, just to try and avoid the light, you know.
Are you coming down from Glencairn?
And we're coming.
It's a dark road.
No lights. There are many places that it is. There's no lights.
Yeah. You know. So yeah, like I said, these unfortunately we don't have the people to check these things. Once they fitted them, they this is the UK. What they're finding out is that the headlights haven't been adjusted properly. So they're sitting too high. So the guys have loaded their buckies with 4x4s and whatever, but heavy stuff at the back. They've gone past to what the headlight control can do. So instead of the headlight control bringing the headlight down, they load the back with all things. You've got your caravan, you've got everything else. And I'm not just blaming them. Believe me, I'm not. Also cars, people are loading their cars for holidays. So you're loading the back down.
Yes.
Picking the front up. Even a couple of millimeters is going to make a difference to where you can see in front of you and blind somebody else.
And it's not just that. A car with brights behind you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, now the car inside gets lit up.
But you know what I mean? Well, remember that you're driving and you've got your mirrors focused to traffic behind you.
That's right.
So what happens is when they put their brights on, it comes through the mirrors. So you've got, and not just what, if you've got three mirrors, rear view, and two side mirrors, come straight to you, and you're sitting ducking trying to think.
That's right. It looks like you've got a spotlight in your car.
Yeah. I mean, look, a lot of the newer cars have a tint in them. So it brings the thing down to because people can't see properly. But yeah, the glaring, yeah, that's what they find. It's just the headlights. And like I said, from 2018 or something onwards, with all the new LEDs, it used to be LEDs, then it's now the halogen, not the old stop glows, but yes. LEDs and all that are all coming brighter and brighter and brighter. So, yeah. And it's also got that blue.
How often should one change your bulb?
When
lights?
You see it's getting dimmer, change it. Okay. If you take the headlight out, it's got a little filament. You'll actually see the filament. I think if you change a globe, the old globes in the older days with that filament, you could actually see it starting to break down. But if you find it's getting dimmer, go and buy a new headlight. A globe and put it. Globes aren't expensive. Globe, a good globe, like H7, H4, things like that, are between 40 and 60 or 70 rand. Very not expensive.
Is it easy to put in yourself?
Some cars aren't.
Yes.
You know, so you've got to make sure that you've got small hands, not like me, but some cars are, they've made them, engineers have thought about it. The whole headlight comes out, you take it out, you put a new globe in, and away you go. And a lot of the cars now have got magnifying glasses. BMW and Mercedes brought it out many years ago in the 90s. It's ellipsoidal, what they call ellipsoidal headlights. So a small globe, magnifying glass, and it magnifies the light. And the amounted heat that comes through there, very, very hot, it starts to destroy the filament early. So change the globes regularly. If you do a lot of time, like we got a long winter thing, I would say every second year you probably need to change the globe at least. It's like I say, but it's great to have these LEDs. It lights up the thing. And if you want to, you can go and get a better globe. Any globe, the better globes also come from anywhere. A better globe from 250 rand up to 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
You can buy a good globe. And you can see for miles. Well, not miles, but you can see it'll light up the distance in front of you. And so you're happy. So if you're going to leave early for your Christmas traveling and things like that, or if you're going to go, if people are going to go in the Bundus and things like that, you want good headlights.
Yeah.
So most people have fitted the LED spotlights and things like that, and they put brights on and lights up everything, but you forget to switch it off for the poor guy that's coming in front of you and you blind him.
Yes.
And that's why animals get frozen in the middle of the road because the lights. They're still trying to focus. What does hit me?
Yeah.
It's the same. Think about them, same as us. We're frozen and we don't know what to do. And you get blinded by this, and it could be some obstruction in the road or whatever, and you hit it, but the guy carries on driving. Meantime, he's the one that's actually caused you to do it.
Yes.
So, yeah. What was there? Something about a soft light foundation. So that was quite a, like I said, these are the guys, this is RSE, wrote things in the UK. But if you're not sure about the headlight, your headlight focus, take it to a garage that's got a headlight adjuster. Let them put it on the wall and let them adjust it for you. It's just that it could save someone's life, because instead of doing that, you know.
It's very important. I mean, I think this is NB, very important.
Yeah. So, look, as like I said, the blue light on the halogen globes puts a strain on the light, so on your eye as well. So you can see that, you'll see where if you tilt your head up or down slightly, you'll see this LED change color. So the headlight itself, that's also got a lot of times, it's got that, like I said, the magnifying glass type of thing in there, and it can change it. So, yeah, but high-rise vehicles, please make sure the guys, the SUVs and all that, because everybody, like they said, there's been an increase from 15% up to 45% of slightly higher vehicles on the road now, because everybody wants to have that safer standout, a little bit more security. And it's one, don't expect, and this is what I found a lot of the times, that guys knew, because it comes out from you. So your car's vehicle's new, and the guys think the factories have adjusted the headlights properly and things like that. I don't know if they're not doing the PD service properly, pre-delivery inspection. And one of the things was check headlight focus. They can also get it wrong. So make sure that they've taken it and the headlights are focused. If you find they're too high, just take it back. Let them adjust it down, just a fraction. Because a fraction makes a hell of a lot in front of you and to the another driver. It's courteous, you know.
It's courteous.
So don't drive to the last minute and with your brights up the poor guy's backside, because you are blinding him without you realizing it.
Very true. From the front and the back.
Back, yeah. So it both ways. You wouldn't want someone to do it to you.
Yeah.
Don't do it to somebody else. Yeah. And remember, if you're going up Oakhoverberg or coming down, change your headlights.
That's right. Change your headlights and keep your distance. That's important.
The distance story is another. The distance is another story. We can't expect too much. But the headlights, I think, is very, very important for people.
It is. It's like the wipers. Yeah. That's important. Wipers, headlights, it's important.
Don't forget your wipers, because people have left it. And again, now you've had summertime, it dries out, and we're getting to a little bit of occasional rain if you're going to travel up the coast or whatever. And
it's going to perish as well.
It does perish. I still reckon about every year and a half.
Change it.
To 2 years maximum, the rubbers, I think it's the sun. The sun's got stronger, so it perishes it quicker, especially down in Cape Town, where we are, any of the Cape areas. Not so much in Joburg, because look, the sun gets hot, but we definitely got a UV hard thing here.
Very high.
So get
James,
that done.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Time has really run out for us, but
again,
you'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
I'll go through everything, what you should check the car before you go on holiday.
There we go.
Have
a licker day, and thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge and expertise with us.
I think we have the new building next by the time we get there.
Yes, we should be in our new building. Yes.
Same old presenters, but same old building.
Oh, yes. Exciting times. New beginnings.
A change.
Bye-bye, James.
Cool. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
The Motorzone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.
Looking for the ultimate driving experience? Live the Ranger life with the extra large Ranger offer at Ford Claremont. Choose the hard-working Ranger XL or XLT, combining rugged capability with smart design and comfort. Enjoy more space, advanced technology, and top safety features for your family, plus seamless connectivity with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Prices range from $6,399 to $9,399 per month. Plus, mention Zone Radio when you purchase and receive a 5,000 Rand Long Beach Mall shopping voucher. Call 021-672-1700 to book your test drive today. T's and C's apply.